Good evening, Audioboo. It is still Monday evening. I still don't know the date, but it is still, as far as I'm aware, August. There we go. We've got that out of the way. I just wanted to come back on here with another quickish boo to comment on a change which has occurred on Audioboo. Around a year to a year and a half ago, Audioboo introduced categories in order to divide up the recordings made on the surface. And then I saved myself and then told you anyway. The idea being, I think, that it would make it easier for somebody listening, consuming booze, to home in on the things that they wanted to see, and also, I suppose, enabling some people to sell their booze. I use sell in a very loose sense, a little more easily. And there was a fairly restricted list originally of about 12 items, I think 12 or 13, and including things like culture and community and music, and the one that always confused me a little bit, mind, body and soul. I was never quite sure what that was meant to be. And until about 6 months ago, travel, which was, as somebody who enjoys travelling an awful lot and likes to listen to travel-related things, used quite a bit until it vanished one day, apparently because it was being misused. All of the travel categorised booze were then rolled into culture. Things have changed again. I went on a moment ago to post a boo and discovered that everything had been turned upside down once more. And we have a new and pretty exhaustive list. Maybe it's just exhausting. Not quite sure. It can't presumably be entirely exhaustive. So, exhausting or exhaustive, you take your pick. But anyway, what I thought I would do for this boo was actually to take a little run through the different categories we've got. Now, in order to do this, I've had to transcribe them into I've actually done it into the Mail app on my phone, just for ease of getting at it, because clearly you can't record yourself using the Audioboo app. So I'm just going to flick over to there. Okay, and I'll get back to the top of the list. Okay, and we've got some really quite bizarre things. The first thing I'll say on here is that that I think this, more than many of the other changes that have taken place so far, marks a turning point in Audioboo's positioning of what it's saying to the world. It's trying to say we're relevant to a number of different areas that perhaps we haven't seen quite so relevant to in the past. And a number of these are, unless I'm very much mistaken, North American concepts or entities or whatever it happens to be. So first up, we have AFL. Now, I'm assuming that's something like the American Football League, but I don't know. And by American Football League, would we mean American football, as in a funny-shaped ball even, and people wearing crash helmets and armour and dashing around trying not to kill each other, or maybe dashing around trying to kill each other, I'm not quite sure which. Is that what we mean, or do we mean what Americans refer to as soccer, but which doesn't get referred to that much over here as soccer anymore, even though the term came from over here? Oh, it's so confusing. So anyway, we have AFL. Next we have... Capital Q. Capital W. No, we don't have capital Q, capital IW. We have alternative. So my question is, alternative to what? I mean, this is a bit in the eye of the beholder, or maybe the ear of the beholder. as to what is alternative. Because alternative to me, I suppose, would be going out all night partying. I don't do that. So that's alternative to me. Or alternative might be wearing really brightly coloured clothing. Again, something which I don't do. Alternative could be eating tomatoes. Vile things, from my perspective. Can't stand them. So alternative could be all sorts of things. But let's move on. Arts. Okay, that one's a bit easier. So we're talking theatre and television and film and sculpture and portrait painting and landscape painting and contemporary art and architecture and other things. Trying to flick through these and it doesn't want to let me do it, so business. I'm letting you hear some of the ones in advance in a moment. You're getting them early. Anyway, we have business. I think that one was there before, so we're talking about business management, economics, maybe finance, yeah, that kind of thing, maybe. Okay, fairly simple. Come on, talk to me. Christian gospel. Okay, so when I first read Christian, I thought, okay, so we're talking about faith, are we? But no, we're not talking about faith. It seems we're actually talking about music. So we're talking about gospel. We're talking about maybe soul as well. Probably not blues, although I haven't come across blues on here. So would we be including blues within that as well? And what about blues that wasn't overtly Christian? we have a bit of a minefield here. Message body. Business. Christian Bispel. Classical. Classical? Alright, that should be fairly easy. Let me see. So, you know, we have the things that we would associate as being immediately classical music related. You know, I don't know, Mozart, Beethoven, Chopin, Dvorak, lots of other composers, but then, you know, does that then merge into, what about sort of classical crossover, classical rock maybe even? I don't mean classic rock, I mean classical renditions of rock music. Is that classical or is that rock? I don't know. Or is it just music? And we'll maybe come back to that bit, that point in a moment. College sports. All right then, this is where the angling towards a North American audience comes in, or one of the places where it comes in, because college in the UK is somewhere that you go between, or generally somewhere that you go between the ages of 16 and 18 in order to do your A-levels. But that's not what's meant by college here, is it? What's meant by college here is the undergraduate portion of what we would call university in the UK, but which the Americans would refer to as, sorry, the Americans, I say that's, I don't mean it in that way. I mean that Americans, and I don't know, Canadians use the same kind of terminology, would refer to as college, and college sport is a pretty big thing, as I understand it, in America. I won't go any further down there because I don't know enough to say about, and I will only shout my ignorance, but there we go, college sport. There is a marker, if any, to demonstrate Audioboo's shift towards the American market. Message body. College sports. Comedy. Comedy? Well, we could be talking actual comedy, as in recordings of stand-up and routines and maybe pantomime even. But could we also just be talking about people being slightly amusing or a little bit of irony or sarcasm or just stuff? Possibly. I need to speed up going through these. It's going to take all week. Community, that's been there for a while. It's used for the audiobook community, the VI community, community at large. I was about to say the big society. I won't say that though. it's us. It's everything. It's everybody. We'll come back to that term in a minute as well. Cricket, or is it? So we may have a turn towards North America here, but one foot at least is being kept very firmly in the field of fair play and all things cricket. I have to say, I don't think I've ever heard cricket on Audioboo. So whether this is something to come or it's something which has just passed me by, I don't know. Culture. Okay, so this was the big catch-all net thing. Quite difficult to differentiate from community, I think. It was the one that travel was rolled into. It's the one which, I mean, music is part of culture, isn't it? Art, the arts are part of culture. Everything is part of culture. Where does culture stop and where does it end? And what do I do when I want to put something, when I want to categorise something and it fits into both culture and something else? I'm not sure. Page 305. Message body. Cycling. Electro. Cycling. Subject. Text field. Oh, hang on. Bear with me one moment whilst I get slightly irritated with speech rate. Containers. Speech rate. Headings. Handwriting. Words. Right, words. Let's see if you'll let me tab through them now. Classical. Christian Bispel. Classical College Sports Comedy Community. World. Oh. I know it's given away the end as well. Useless thing. Come on. No. I don't understand why it's behaving. Insertion point at start. Capital A. FL. Alternative. Here we go. Christian. Bispel. Class. College. Sport. Comedy. Community. Cricket. Culture. Cycling. Cycling. Well, at least I would have had something to a category to use yesterday when I went to watch the Surrey Classic cycle ride go through Richmond Park, take a very sharp corner at Richmond Gate. So that one's fairly obvious, I suppose. Electronic. Now, could be baffling. Could we be talking about circuitry? Could be talking about maybe coding and sort of IT-related things. Could we be talking about larger-scale electrical engineering? Or are we talking about music? And if we're talking about music, what do we mean by electronic? Are we talking about disco? Or are we talking about... I don't know what else we should call it. Now I really show myself up again. That's the sort of stuff that goes boom, 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 zzz, boom, boom, zzz, boom, 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 zzz, boom, and all of that sort of thing. Sort of dancey, crazy sort of stuff. Maybe that's what we're talking about. I don't know. Entertainment. So, if music fits within culture, then music certainly fits within entertainment. So we could actually have here so quite a few different layers here. We could have classical. In fact, no, we can go back even further. Let's say let's do classical. Okay, so classical. Let's say it's using electric instruments, though. So we have classical within electric, which could be within music, which could be within entertainment, which could be within culture. But then again, is culture within entertainment? Pfft, who knows? Everything. And then we have the funniest one of the lot, everything. Because everything fits within everything. So what happens when I want to use everything? But I don't want to use everything. I want to use several bits of everything, but not the whole of everything. Oh dear. They ought to have done this as a tick box thing rather than a select one category. Football. football. All right, well, that's fine. Are we talking association or are we talking American? That's what I want to know. Nothing more. History. Well, that's good. Happy with that? That sort of speaks for itself. History is everything that happened before now. Except now a bit more has happened, and that was history now. And everything that was happening until now. Okay, so basically, history is everything from whenever the beginning was until the instant that you click send on that boo. So it's basically everything that hasn't happened yet. Fairly simple.
Eyes.
Eyes.
Eyes. Eyes. History. History. Eyes. Body.
Oh. He's doing one word there. Ice hockey. Well, of all sports to choose, it could seem fairly random, but maybe we're going for a Canadian audience here. So, hello North America again. I believe it is the national sport of Canada? Quite possibly. So, we have ice hockey in here.
Jazz.
Okay, so we're following the musical theme here. Music is scattered throughout the alphabet in the list of categories. But at least anybody going to a jazz club or to anything that isn't rock or gospel or electronic or other types of music could decide that it is actually jazz. Okay.
Knowledge.
Knowledge. For pity's sake, everything is knowledge. Absolutely everything. You know, everything. You may think that everything fits within everything, but everything and everything fits within knowledge, surely. But then again, does knowledge fit within everything? You could draw a wonderful network diagram of all the linkages between these different categories. I mean, I would have thought that the idea of categories is that they should each be fairly well defined, at least if you're going to select just one of them. If you can select more than one, then that's fine. But then that's more tagging, isn't it, than categorization. But then again, where does tagging stop and categorization start? I'm not sure. This is all very complicated, isn't it?
Language.
Well, yep. Language, that's easy, isn't it? Because that's French, German, Chinese, Russian, Finnish, Urdu, other things. American English, British English, Australian English, German English, French English, Internet English. But it's also the language that we use, isn't it? And the spoken word in general, and the idiosyncrasies of language, and speech, patterns of speech, colloquialisms.
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle. Well, that's culture, isn't it? It would be culture's lifestyle. And all those sports, and all that music, and all of that everything could all be lifestyle, couldn't it? But then I would also imagine that there could be bits of lifestyle which fit in lifestyle, but also fit underneath everything. So does everything come first, or does lifestyle come first?
Literature.
Literature. Okay. So we had language, and that all seemed pretty simple, but now we've got literature. So that's the written version of everything else that I've just said, basically. And by written, it could be electronic, it could be on paper, it could be scratched into the wall of a cave somewhere. It could be written in the sky with smoke. It could be in the form of flags or semaphore or Morse code or mountains in the shape of letters or patterns on the moon. Quite wide, isn't it? And that's culture too, by the way.
MLB.
MLB, and now I'm floored. I haven't the faintest idea. What on earth is MLB? My Little Book. Mysterious Lunar Bridges. Who knows? MMA. I also don't know what that means. Multiple machinery alcoves, maybe. Or Muscly Men Association. Men's Association, I don't know. Metal? Alright, so what's this? The fourth bridge. That's metal, isn't it? Hang on a second. That's metal. Metal. My watch strap. No, actually, my watch strap isn't metal, but the rim of my watch is. That's metal. Is that what we mean by metal? Because if it is, then that could be architecture and design. But then that fits under everything. And it also fits under culture. And under art. And if you're writing about it, it might fit under literature. And if you're speaking about it, it might fit under language. Or are we talking about music? In which case, we're talking about something very loud. And the old one that I wondered about. And did I actually mean to put mind, body and soul, or was it mind, body and spirit? And if soul is meant to be here, are we talking soul music, or are we talking people? Are we talking... And also, where does mind, body and soul start and religion finish or start? Or faith? And is faith different from religion? And I'm not going there, actually. Music. All right, so we've had all these different types of music, and now we have music. Because your music might not be metal or jazz or mind, body and soul. Or something else. I'm losing the will to live on this list now. Music. For pity's sake, music. I know it was there before, but now we have everything. I mean, I don't know why I would ever want to use music again when I've got everything. NBA. We just had MMA. We now have NBA. National Basketball Association? National Bowls Association? Novice Bodyboarders Association? Or Bodybuilders Association, even? Who knows?
NFL.
National Football League? Maybe. It's American anyway, isn't it? Or North American, at least.
News. And current affairs.
News and current affairs. Okay, so that's everything that's happening. Everything that's happened. In other words, it's history. Apart from the current affairs, which is now. But now was gone now, so now the now that was now then is now not the now that is now now. It's actually the now that was, and therefore it's history. So it could be news, or current affairs, if you're very quick, or it's probably history. But if it's history, then it's probably everything anyway.
Philosophy.
That's what I feel like I'm doing, reading through this list.
Pop.
Well, have to say, I'm slightly baffled. Once again, why is there a category just for lemonade and Coke and dandelion and burdock and 7-Up and Fanta and other fizzy concoctions? Or is it music again? And if it's music, where does pop stop and begin? And then, of course, we have the crossover between rock and blues, which wasn't on the list, but could come under gospel. So where does something that starts as gospel but enters rock cross over between the... And when is it pop? I mean, we could have, I mean, Genesis, for want of a better one, which doesn't fit into, despite the name, into the Christian and gospel area, but started off as prog rock and became pop rock. So where does that start and stop? Rugby union. Okay, nice. British one. Hooray. Well, British and Australian and New Zealandish and French. Why can somebody tell me why the French play rugby anyway? Or how they came to play rugby? Never quite understood that. But anyway, it can go along cricket, proudly holding up the British end of the sports department here on the Audio Boo category list. Sport. So we've had rugby union, we've had NBA and NFL and NNP and NTS and FPTW and other acronyms that I've just made up, but we could just that could just as well be there, which I presume are all sports. And then we have sport. So all of those collectively are everything, but they could also be sport. And then sport is everything as well, unless it happened yesterday, in which case it's history. Well, it could in fact have happened 5 minutes ago and be history too. But if it's happening right now, it's probably current affairs. But is that news? Storytelling. I like that. I like the fact that storytelling's on here. But is that news? Or is that literature? Or maybe language? I like having it, but don't get me wrong here. I'm not suggesting with any of these that they shouldn't have a place on this list. But I'm merely saying that the boundaries are a little bit grey. Talk. So we've just had storytelling, and now we have talk. So if storytelling, I suppose talk is the storytelling that's not literature. Talk, storytelling, talk. Who knows, honestly?
Tennis.
Okay. Can we claim this one for Britain too? Maybe. Where was tennis invented? It was invented in a... it was indoor tennis originally, wasn't it? Because there's an indoor tennis court at Hampton Court, appropriately enough. But it's not tennis as we know it. It's more like squash, I think, isn't it? And it was from an indoor tennis court that our ideas of left and right in politics came from as well. But that was a tennis court in France. So it could be politics. I don't think we've had politics, have we? Why haven't we had politics? Or is that current affairs? Or news, maybe? Anyway, we have now urban, which is fine because that's everything that isn't rural. But since rural's not on here anyway, rural is probably everything, which begs the question of why everything isn't urban. And hooray, we finally get there. I have to say, I thought it would never come. We lost travel because it was misused, but we now have world. And if everything doesn't fit in the world, if all of the other things, if all of, in fact, I'm going to get this to read them all to you. Here we go. All of these should fit in the world. Am I right? Oh, come on.
Insertion point at start. Message body. Text field. Is editing. Word mode. FL, new line, alternative, new line, arts, new line, business, new line, Christian, dispel, new line, classical, new line, college, sports, new line, comedy, new line, community, new line, cricket, new line, culture, new line, cycling, new line, electronic, new line, entertainment, new line, everything, new line, football, new line, history, new line, ice hockey, new line, jazz, new line, knowledge, new line, language, new line, lifestyle, new line, literature, new line, MLB, new line, MMA, new line, metal, new line, mind, body and soul, new line, music, new line, NBA, new line, NFL, new line, news and current affairs, new line, philosophy, new line, pop, new line, rock, new line, rugby union, new line, sport, new line, storytelling, new line, talk, new line, tennis, new line, urban, new line, world, new line, capital Q, capital W.
See, even Irish female Surrey had to take a breath there. There were just so many of them, and all of them, apart from world, although that could be a philosophical point to argue, fit within world. Except do they? Because everything presumably includes everything that's outside the world too. to include the Moon and Mars and Pluto, regardless of the fact that it's now no longer a planet through no fault of its own, and the Sun and the universe and everything that's inside or outside the universe, and the Hitchhiker's Guide to said universe, and everything else. Basically, everything is everything. So everything could be within the world, or it could be outside the world. Who knows? My mind hurts. Thanks for listening. Well done, if you made it to the end.